Remembrance by Jude Devereaux. New York City, 1994. You can't be happy in this life because of what happened in your past lives. What would you think if someone said that to you? You'd think, it's hopeless, why bother trying, right? Or would you think, the woman telling me this is crazy, and I'd better get me and all my worldly goods out of here? Or would you be like me and think, a story? Everyone's into time travel now, and nobody's doing past lives, so maybe I can ask a lot of questions and make a story from this lady's answers. This last is what I thought when I first met Nora, because I am a writer, inside and out. There isn't one molecule of me that isn't geared toward, how can I use this in a story? Maybe I'd better backtrack a little. Up until I started writing a book titled Forever, I like to think I was a perfectly well-adjusted person. Hayden Lane, the very model of a modern woman. I was 37 years old. I had a great career as a romance writer. I had friends. And best of all, I had met a wonderful man named Stephen. Steve was a dream come true. Smart, funny, talented, caring. And he adored me. He laughed at my jokes, thought I was beautiful and smart. You name it. Everything was perfect between us. When he asked me to marry him, while riding in a hansom cab through Central Park, I threw my arms around his neck and said, yes, 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 with such enthusiasm that I embarrassed him. But that night, with my left hand weighted down by Stephen's ring, I had an idea. It was so big that I couldn't relax against Steve's warm body and go back to sleep. So, tiptoeing, I got out of bed and went to my computer to write down my thoughts. What I was really thinking about wasn't so much a story, but a character. Well, okay, a man. A wonderful man. A man unlike any I'd ever written about before. A man who was more real to me than any other man I'd created. In my books, I write about one family, the Tavistocks. Over the years, I'd come to love my Tavistocks and all their cousins, and they had become very real to me. So on the night of my engagement, it wasn't unusual for me to start writing about a man named Tavistock. I named him James Tavistock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?